Unit 68, Developing the Desktop Computer. Can you remember a time without computers? Large computers have been around for many years, but small ones, the desktop kind, are a fairly new invention. Two people who helped make small computers popular are Steve Jobs and Stephen Wozniak. The two technology buffs began designing their first computer in Jobs' bedroom. They actually built it in Jobs' parents' garage. That computer was the Apple I, and it was mostly a toy. The next year, 1977, they put out the Apple II. It was the first easy-to-use desktop computer and became a huge seller. Apple Computer Incorporation took the computer world by storm. IBM, which made big computers, did not even enter the desktop computer market until several years later. In 1984, Apple introduced their latest innovation, the Macintosh. Like the Apple II, it was an easy-to-use computer. It was the first computer to show icons such as the trash container on the screen. It was the first popular computer to use a mouse. The icons and the mouse made it easy to do things like move and save files. A person could work without memorizing a lot of confusing keyboard commands. Wozniak and Jobs didn't stay with the company they founded. And as time went on, the company was less successful. But their new ideas changed computer use. They were instrumental in bringing the computer age into people's businesses and homes.